Will the G7 in Canada, that's just be a momentary break in the nonstop drama of Donald Trump? Given that Trump has levied tariffs against all of his allies and disparaged them in his usual fashion, you might think this will be another opportunity for him to bluster some more. But then again, other world leaders, like host Mark Carney, are learning how to placate the toddler-in-chief with flattery and feigned support. The classic picture from his last G7 appearance, also in Canada, was Trump sitting with his arms crossed while European leaders stood around him, the air seeming to crackle with confrontation. Now, most of those leaders have since been replaced, peacefully. The new batch understands, for instance, a final communique is pointless with Trump, so they just won't bother. Which makes measuring the effectiveness of this gathering a bit difficult. Is it a win merely if Trump doesn't go full Zelensky on someone? Or does the G7 actually have to agree on something of substance? Stay tuned. I'm Murray Wood.